Welcome to Zoom's A Comic Book A Day. Today's comic book issue, Armageddon, The Alien Agenda, Number 3, from DC Comics, January 1992. On the cover, it's Monarch, character we know as Monarch, where we just see facing the back of him. And he's facing Captain Atom, who is dressed up like a Western version of Captain Atom. He's got, you know, whatever that... He's dressed like a cowboy, like a gunslinger. But he's got the blue shirt with the Captain Atom mark on the front. And there's a bunch of townspeople running in the background. We're in a Western town in the 1800s. I like the cover. I was intrigued by it. Now, I got this out of a four-pack of 25-cent comic books. And this was one of the ones that were sandwiched in the middle. I wouldn't have picked it up. I wouldn't have looked out for it. I wouldn't have cared. But since I had it, I said, do I want to read this? And I was like, yeah, I do want to read this. I do want to read this because it has Monarch in it here. There was a big controversy about Armageddon. I guess this takes place after Armageddon 2001 when they found out that Monarch is Hawk from Hawk and Dove. And, what's his face? Captain Atom is not Monarch. Everybody thought that Captain Atom was supposed to be Monarch. I forgot on the cover, Captain Atom about to grab his gun, but Monarch, his hand has like some kind of force coming off of it. And Captain Atom says with a voice bubble on the cover to Monarch, "All right, Monarch, you low down belly crawling varmint, make your play." Okay, so I like the fact that they got voice bubbles, word bubbles on the cover. That's a harken back to the older days, okay, the real older days, like the 70s and mostly the 50s and 60s. And the 1970s comics did that. They tried not to do that later on, but I like this because it has an old-fashioned feel to it. The artist on the inside is a... penciler Alan Weiss, and I like his style. It reminds me of the old school, and that's why I said, okay, now I'm excited about this comic book now, because it just reminds me of an old school comic book fun. So I didn't know nothing about the Alien Agenda. This is issue 3. This is the first issue I read, and it's basically On the inside, there's an ad for Double Dragon Explosion. That's what it's called. No, it's called Double Dragon 2. There's a whole bunch of... I didn't read the whole thing. I don't care. But I'm just looking. I see on the Game Boy, they got Double Dragon 2. On one of the... I think it's Nintendo, they got Double Dragon 3. Then there's another Double Dragon 2 for for NES is Double Dragon 2 and 3. But there's a painting of the Double Dragons, Billy Lee and his brother. And they look like they're ready to go to a gay club. Because it's like a quote-unquote realistic painting. Yeah, they got on leather vest with nothing on underneath but their muscles. And they're both wearing headbands, one blue, one red. And they're such... It looked like the Marlboro Man, the guys who play the Marlboro Man, like they posed for this, and it looks like they ready to hit the gay club, or be extras in Cruising with Al Pacino. So anyway, this comic book itself opens up with what's his name, Captain Atom. He's dressed like a Greek warrior, what you call him, a Greek warrior or something. Somebody from the times of Julius Caesar's, like one of his generals. That's what he looks like. And he appears in a desert, a Western desert, like Arizona or something, just in the middle of nowhere. And so we see that he came from another time, and now we find out he's in the Old West because he gets up and hears a rumble and he sees a stampede of steer coming at him, and he becomes Captain Atom, his regular self, but they stampede over him, and a couple of cowboys find, who are, you know, guiding the steer, they find him naked in the desert. And basically, it's these two guys. Let's see here. One is Johnny Thunder, and the other one, I forgot who the other one is. Johnny Thunder and I forgot who, another famous cowboy. But it's like not a real life famous cowboy. Oh, okay. Matt Savage. I guess I assume that they're DC Western characters. That's all. I'm just going to assume that. Okay. Because nobody really knows any of the DC Western characters like they know Marvel Western characters, like the Two-Gun Kid and Kid Colt and all that stuff. But, yeah, basically it's just about Captain Atom had this detonator on him. I don't know what the detonator is. I'm just going to call it a MacGuffin. And basically, he was run over by a stampede of steers. And these guys found him naked, and they nursed him back to health. And they just give him clothes without even really asking the question. Like, who the fuck are you? How did you survive the stampede? And he's just saying, like, I'm a tough guy. He said, but where's my detonator, a.k.a. MacGuffin? And they told, well, one of their ranch hands found it next to his body. And since he was naked, they figured it wasn't his. So he took it because it's a sparkly, glowy thing, I guess. So he goes back into town to retrieve it from this guy. And that's all this about, him trying to retrieve this. You know what? I don't even think I read this thing straight through. It's just him going, Captain Atom going into town, and him and Matt Savage and all them getting in the bar fight, and they run into Monarch, who somehow found Captain Atom, and something about Monarch and some aliens, and it's just a bad comic, because even though I don't know the ins and outs of the story with the aliens and Monarch, I get this story. It's Captain Atom going after that. He's in a Western town. Like, it's just like any of those TV shows, the traveling TV shows, where the character goes from one city to the next and he encounters a different person each episode, each adventure, like Kung Fu or The Incredible Hulk or The Fugitive. They go from town to town. In this case, Captain Atom goes from time to time. And right now, his mission here is to find that MacGuffin detonator, and so is Monarch's. And as he's getting in a ball brawl, he runs into Monarch, and he gets in a brawl with him. Except since Monarch is way more powerful, now he's got to use his Captain Atom powers to fight off the aliens and Monarch. And basically, his weak Monarch is Hawk from Hawk and Dove, so he's really, really a weak character. He just talks like a street tough all of a sudden. It's like, no, that's not really Hawk. He's not really, he talks like he's like a street tough from Brooklyn or something. It's like, what the fuck? And it's kind of a boring story. And then there's something happened with an earthquake. You know what? I don't even care enough to look into it to even care. But at the end of the story, Captain Atom ends up in World War II. He ends up in Germany in a Nazi camp, which, never mind, I ain't gonna get into all that. But a time warp brings him there. I don't know if he got the MacGuffin back or not. But it's like, do you know what this reminds me of? This is nothing but that Batman miniseries a few years ago when Final Crisis, Batman was sent back to the prehistoric times, and he had to claw his way back through time to get back to present day. That's what this reminds me of. It's just a character, a DC superhero going through different times, all from, you know, from ancient times all the way up to the present. And we got to watch him, you know, every 100 years, have an adventure every 100 years in historical times. You know, it's like, but the art is great by Weiss. His art is really good. But that. You know what? I don't even know how he defeated Monarch. Oh, there was an explosion, and then that's it. Monarch was gone. And, you know what? I'm sorry. I ain't even going to bore you with this. But I like the art. The best thing in this comic book was an ad for the American Heart Association. The thing is, I thought it was an ad for another comic book because it's a picture of Jim Gordon, Commissioner Gordon, in the hospital, just like he was in Dark Knight Rises, laying in the bed, fucked up, with, you know, hooked up to heart monitors and oxygen. And behind him is the bat symbol in the window above him. There's the bat symbol. We can see Gotham City. And it says, underneath it says, Batman's best friend isn't on the streets tonight. It says, people said that Commissioner Gordon had heart. He was a tough cop and proud of it. Eating right, exercise, vacation. Those things were for guys not so tough. Tobacco was part of it. A smoke would jumpstart the day, help him get through a long night, mellow out the bad hours. Then one day, all the pain in the world collected in his chest and squeezed. Jim Gordon's heart wasn't working right anymore. That made it hard to be tough and harder to be proud. And that's it. That's it. They, first of all, they're acting like Jim Gordon died or he was crippled. And then it says American Heart Association. First of all, DC didn't even care enough to give him color. It's a black and white picture. They didn't even do it in color. And it's like, okay, it's like, fuck it, never mind. It's, I don't know. Basically, they're saying Jim Gordon is an asshole. He didn't even care about his own life, you know? And why would somebody say that exercising isn't for tough guys? That doesn't even make sense. I don't even think anybody would say that. Even if they don't exercise and they're a smoker, they wouldn't say exercise, vacations, those things were for guys not so tough. And whoever wrote this copy, how'd they get a job? They say those things were for guys not so tough. Then stop. Here's the next sentence. Tobacco was part of it. Part of what? Is the way this... anyway, I give... You need to get this comic book if you see it, Armageddon Alien Agenda. Number 3 in the quarter bin or whatever, and you're thinking about getting it, get it just for the Jim Gordon ad. Or I'm not Jim Gordon ad, the American Heart Association ad with Jim Gordon in it. See? Kids would see Jim Gordon smoking, even though I don't remember really seeing him smoking, but he probably did back in the day, cigars or whatever. So maybe Joe Quesada was right. You shouldn't have smoking in comics. It can influence the kids. Anyway, this is Doom for a Comic Book a Day review. Hope you enjoyed the review. Check out Doomcast.blogspot.com and get connected to Doom's Facebook and our iTunes. And subscribe to our iTunes. And send me an email at blackpun2000@yahoo.com if you have any questions. Until next time, peace.